Although the painter was attracted by fresh fish and freshly picked flowers, he found lifeless objects more endearing, a stirrer of memories, of a kind such as paper flowers, reliquaries and candle holders from the churches of Split and Trogir, antique clocks, particularly ones without hands, whole or broken sculptures and reliefs, such as Eve from Radovan's portal in Trogir, the Flagellation by Juraj Dalmatinac, Baroque putti, the stylized figure by the sculptor Ivan Merkovic, the small horse by Petar Smajic, the torso by Vanya Radaúša, various dolls from local to Chinese, no longer needed children's toys, such as his grandson's horse, vases, Turkish ewers and cups, gussels and dipples, skulls and masks. During the entire Second World War, closed between his four walls, he observes them, arranges them, rearranges them, combines and paints them, meditates with them. From 1945, his still life changes. It closes within itself, becomes more distant from the outer light and the concrete world. Objects lose their outlines. They separate themselves from the undefined dark space only through their inner radiance, created by the rhythm of the shapes, the inspired and hushed palette, and the delicate strokes of the painter's brush. The series of still lifes created by the painter in this last decade of his life, the old clock, still life with a sculpture, a torso with a pipe, still life with Smajic's foal, old dolls with a palette, prove that for Vidović, painting was a spiritual act, which in times included also the exploration of border areas, sensitive spots where light and darkness meet, like existing and vanishing, life and death.